Next month, Palestinians will vote to pick a successor to Yasser Arafat. 9 candidates are in the running to head the Palestinian Authority, but polls showed the race is between interim leader Mahmoud Abbas and Marwan Barghouti, a leader in the uprising against Israel. He's serving 5 life sentences in an Israeli prison on murder convictions for the killing of Israelis, charges he denies. Other candidates are stirring publicity with questions over Israel's pledge to facilitate a smooth election. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
4 weeks ahead of the first Palestinian election in 8 years, the electorate is enthused. El-Haji Lozia cuts a grandmotherly figure, holding the face of a visitor in her hands as she bubbles about the vote.
I'm very excited about elections because it's the beginning of a state. It's the beginning of a democracy. It's the beginning of a nation.
Her candidate, Mustafa Barghouti, a distant relative of the jailed Marwan Barghouti. A trained doctor, Mustafa Barghouti directs a nonprofit institute aimed at improving Palestinian health. He is already drawing attention with charges that Israel is obstructing his campaign. He said he was prevented from visiting the West Bank town of Hebron the past week. Later, he said Israeli soldiers attacked him and his entourage at a checkpoint outside the town of Jenin. Barghouti said his party was ordered from their car, forced to the ground, and verbally and physically abused.
This is an intentional policy, and we cannot allow the Israelis to play games with the election process. It's none of their business, and they cannot do it.
An Israeli military spokesman, who declined to speak on tape, denied the charges. He said Barghouti's party was briefly detained at the checkpoint until they agreed to produce their ID cards. Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. He says the checkpoints are a focus of Israeli-Palestinian tension, and Barghouti has incorporated them into his campaign.
He needs media time and he needs attention. He's decided to use the checkpoints, which are a very, very inflammatory issue, as a legitimate political issue. You've got 10 soldiers, you've got people who are angry that they can't get through. It's like a very easy button to push.
Mustafa Barghouti is running a distant third in the polls. At least 3 surveys show that the contest is between interim leader Mahmoud Abbas, who succeeded Yasser Arafat as the head of the Palestine Liberation Organization, and jailed leader Marwan Barghouti. Khalil Shikaki directs the Palestinian Center for Policy and Research, whose polls are considered authoritative. His survey this week shows Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, with 40% of the vote to Marwan Barghouti's 38%. Shikaki says the jailed leader is the hope of young voters eager for reforms, an end to corruption, and the old order, which Abu Mazen represents.
But I think at the moment people feel that they must go with Abu Mazen because Abu Mazen is more capable of bringing about a peace agreement with Israel.
Abu Mazen has called the Palestinian armed uprising a mistake, and lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi says he has succeeded in casting himself as the man to deliver a more peaceful future.
An image of a statesman. This is what he wants to project. He is not an activist. He's not a militant. He is a statesman who's trying to tell the people that I am acceptable to everybody.
In contrast, Marwan Barghouti says the Palestinian uprising must continue as long as the Israeli occupation does. Barghouti's about-face, first declaring he would not run, then saying he would, has alienated some of his supporters who say his candidacy risks splitting the ruling Fatah movement. But 28-year-old Salama Nasra is standing firm.
Yes, I will vote for Marwan because he is with armed struggle, because this is the only way that Israel understands, armed struggle.
Pollster Khalil Shikaki says he expects that Marwan Barghouti, who's under pressure to quit the race, ultimately will, on the condition that his rival Mahmoud Abbas agrees to certain demands.
I think Marwan is using his candidacy as a bargaining chip to get his own release and the release of many other prisoners. And secondly, to force the old guard to introduce significant internal reform within Fatah.
Shikaki says his polls show a significant drop in the level of support for Hamas. The Islamist group that has led attacks against Israel the past 4 years is boycotting the election. But Shikaki says Hamas could still influence the outcome as long as it refuses a ceasefire in the run-up to the January vote. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.